Channel 1 right, Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over, this is Channel 1 over, and this is this next session. I guess while we eat or after we eat, this Tuesday, Thursday, the 22nd of January, 76. Thursday, the 22nd of January, 76. Channel 1 over, beginning of Channel 1 over, and I suppose this will be the second session. Cooking.
I tell you right now, it's a wonder that guy don't just go over there and stay with you, because
well,
he loves the greens.
Stay,
loves the greens so good, and collards and all.
Boy, I'm telling you the truth, you can take them collard greens and just wet them down good with that hot pepper sauce, real hot one.
Hot pepper,
and
real
cornbread. And a cup of coffee, and you got the best. But you can't go to the restaurant and buy a meal that good to save your life.
No, that's on
you. At no price.
That's right.
You can go down here to Cedar Keys and all these high class places, you know, and get them fish dinners. I got fish in the freezer out there. Hell, I take those one fish, go out there and melt that ice off them, salt them, pepper, meal, throw them in the skillet, cook them.
Then
on hog lard.
On a hog lard.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Mama, I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna eat. I'm going to eat by again. If anybody else eats, I'm going to eat.
You're going to eat, aren't
now,
you?
How will I eat?
And
I've
there.
Put three cows in the freezer. You know, just
nice.
Steaks and roast and whatnot.
You mean for this year?
Yes. This year I put
three cows
in the freezer.
Three cows.
All right, I butchered more. And I put 280 pounds of all beef sausage in the freezer. Then I put about a 300 or 400 pound hog in the freezer. And away from me to go hungry. Now it's going in the next few weeks it'll just be me one that eats. Get me
well,
some gal or another that wants a darn home and just move her out there and tell her, now you cook and keep that kitchen cleaned up.
Uh-huh.
In your bedroom. I clean my bedroom. You have to do the kitchen and the living room.
Uh-huh. And you just do that.
My gosh, and I'm
well, when
you
I was here last year, somebody had just gotten a whole lot of your meat.
Yeah.
Well, I hope
they got about $500 or $600 worth of canned goods and meat.
I hope they won't do that again.
Well, they do.
I surely don't.
And I catch them, or you know what's gonna happen. The dead wagon, you come out there and get them. But I'm gonna try my best to kill them.
Well.
Show them something. I learn better. Break them the sucking egg.
Well, if you get somebody out there, you can just eat around the clock.
Yeah, but I won't tell you. God, you know, since my wife died, I really like to do my own cooking. Now, Kathy come out there the other day, and she stayed out there about a week. She was going in and start to cook. I'm going to make corn. I said, no head, you ain't. I'm going to make it. She said, hell, ain't nobody can help you. So you'll do it yourself.
You.
I said, by God, and I'll do it myself. I know it's done. And it's done right.
Who is that?
Kathy, the girl I've been going with over here.
Yeah.
Gal I've been going with over here in Daniel. Been knowing her quite a few years. She's singing. I'm singing. She come out and stayed a damn week. Well, I said, Daddy, says, this don't look so good. I said, the hell with the looks. I said, I want somebody out here to talk to.
to talk to.
That's all it is, but she's a pretty nice looking gal. She come out and stayed a week, and then she come out the other day and spent the day with me. Well, you know, I like company.
You like company.
Well, this don't look so good. I said, well, I don't give a damn what it looks like. Friends don't like it, the neighbors don't like it. Hell, let them move. I own this, bought and paid for it with hard-earned money. Then I said, my God, I'm going to just do as I please. As long as I live, I'm going to do as I please. So if I, that is especially as long as I can get up and walk around.
Yeah.
If I can get up and move around, do as I please.
You can do that as long as you can get on and wait on yourself. But you'd really, when that other time comes, you have to be a little.
I got a remedy for that, too.
Have you?
It lays right under my pillow at the house. My God, I can take care of that. Wham! But now, by God, your old baby, too, isn't
it? Oh, no.
That's
no.
Right. That's the way I've always felt. I believe I like it that way.
Ain't no use being sentimental about it, is it?
Not a bit in the world. And God, if I was know that I was gonna die in the next 15 minutes, I just didn't know it ahead of time. Just wait till it happens.
Well, I tell you,
a lot of people worry about that. And I don't worry.
We have
worry about
a good bit of unfinished business. Do you realize that?
No.
But you think we have transacted a good bit of business? Well, I think we have. But do you know we haven't said a word about that old killing?
Oh, uh-huh.
And not one word about that syrup making?
No.
So we've got all them pictures and all that stuff, and we hadn't got a thing to go with the pictures. You see, we got a...
We just write something down there. Enjoy.
We got a long way...
Subject, profit, and loss. Yeah, just charge profit, and loss, guys.
Well, now, you see this morning... We got enough stuff this morning for another album.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Uncle George in that darn house over there, you see?
Yeah.
Well, all that stuff, I thought we'd talk about Grandma Park. I mean, Grandma Wilson. But we got off on Uncle George.
Yeah.
Well, you see what that does.
Well, I don't remember too much about, you know what I mean, except about me plowing, learning to plow, and, See, Grandma died when I was young.
Yeah. Well, now, when you all were living there, where was you doing your farming then?
I was doing that place.
Right there?
Yeah, I was farming right there.
Right next to Leo?
Yeah, I was farming all of Daddy's place. When I was living over there, that house where we were taking pictures of that,
yeah.
The last one.
Yeah.
I was living there and farming that whole place and Daddy's whole place.
How much whole place was it to that?
I was 100 and some acres.
Oh, Lord.
There, and a couple of 100 acres over there at Daddy's place.
Oh, I see.
Guy, when I lived there, I kept 13 horses and mules with work stock in the lot.
Yeah.
13 horses and mules for working purposes. That's all they know, just work. That's all I know to work. High niggas plow them things, or have a little one horse plow.
Yeah. You can still hire a little work done there.
Mm-hmm. And after I moved over there to Daddy's place and gear that one up, I run all the niggas off. Every damn one of them.
Yeah, I remember that.
And bought the cultivator.
Yeah. And done the work yourself.
Me and me done. Me and my wife. Darn nigga tell me, he said, you can't fire us if you got the hell of her. The hell you say. That's what you think. Get gone. Just get gone. Went and bought 2 mule cultivators and plow a whole row as you go down, you plow one row and come back on the next one.
Well, that little house there though, that was a pretty nice house. And then you had, right out there, you had that plenty of room for your stock.
Mm-hmm. Had a big horse lot and a barn right out from the house. So, you know, like I showed you where the old horse that I seen and wasn't there.
Yeah.
Tied there, you know, standing at the old mulberry tree, you know,
yeah.
In Grandma's time. And that little house, you know, back of that old kitchen over there.
Yeah.
The And I showed you where I killed our own meat.
Yeah.
Butcher on the hogs, salt it down right there, smoke it right there.
Yeah.
Leave it hanging in that smokehouse and have a... Have meat 12 months a year.
Herbert done right smart work,
see? Oh, I know, yeah.
Well, that's the reason it may worries me now. It worries me now. I can't work.
Yeah, I noticed you worry about it. You
do.
Always worrying pretty.
Hell, I want to do something wrong.
There, right there, sitting by the fire. You always really worrying. You had your chin in your hand. Sitting there worrying.
Just worried to death. Just worried plumb to death.
Yeah, I was kind of worried myself over there. Sitting over there on the divan.
Well, I just sat there day in and day out. Now, that's the reason I had kids to come out and stay a while. By gosh, I just lonesome as hell.
Oh,
all
you
the young ones gone.
And stay
with us. Mom, when I die, I intend to die right there at that old house. I'm going to die and lay in that bed. Nothing happened. I'm going to be buried in this red shirt and a pair of suntans. And barefoot it is a yard dog.
I hope it's
we're
gonna
write that down.
And barefoot it.
Yeah.
Under that tree, out the field.
Yes, sir. Just soon be buried there. I'd rather be buried there. Them young'uns let me out dig my wife up and bring her back in bed right there on that big oak tree. And I'd be buried right side of her. Now that's the way I like it. I want a military funeral.
You do?
Yes, sir. I reckon I like the Army.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. When I was there, in basic training, I didn't like it. Oh, it was Johnny Get Your Gun. And after I done all this training, I couldn't go overseas.
Yeah, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You
don't
have a
family?
No.
You know, I was pretty old when I got the Army.
I think
it's
in North Sea. I believe
and,
I don't know. I don't want
anything. They said I was just too old to go overseas.
You was the same age I was when I got here.
And I was, you think I'm kidding. I sat down and cried like you, no, thank you. Plenty. I cried like a dad, like you'd beat hell out of me, like you'd beat hell out of a little old young'un when I couldn't go overseas.
Is that right?
That's right. I'm the maddest thing you ever seen.
Hmm.
And year or year,
no,
what
mean.
I call the old company commander. And he busted on my record, I could not go overseas.
What'd he have to do with it?
Hmm? He said I was too damn old. I told him, I said, I stood this train just as good as the rest of these boys. Lots of these young boys couldn't stand it like I did.
No.
Well, he said, I'm too damn old. He broke the record. I couldn't get over the road seat. And I thought I'd break in jail then, you know, in the brig. And go, they wouldn't even let me break in the brig. You care what I done, they would put me in the brig. Give them a dollar hell and go on where you want to. That's right. Collar and transfer. And you've got to have pick a place to go.
Okay.
My God, I tried to break the bridge. Couldn't even do that. Training officer. Finished basic training, then I had to train the other fellas.
Uh-huh.
I messed up. Tried to get in the bridge.
Well, when did you do your cooking?
Yeah, well, I messed up so much there with training them boys. I let them sit down and rest when I ought to be training. And I was supposed to be running through the problem, let them sit down and rest. And old Kevin Clark caught me four times in one day. I had an hour program. And he caught me out of 8 hours. He caught me four times. And boy, sit down and rest, boys. Take it easy. Hell, I'll send you over on the next problem in a few minutes. And them boys, you know, naturally, just more go through that training. No, hell, that suited them. And they said, I was trying to get the boys here. I didn't give a damn if he got killed. He wouldn't let me go overseas. I didn't care if he got killed. That's just a problem they missed. They had so many problems around the day.
Yeah.
Caught me four times to let them sit down that hour.
And that's when he made a...
That's when he sent me to Brooklyn Army Base.
Yeah.
Then it was KP or MP, the only two openings. Well, I had my preference because I was the third man to come up.
Oh, not that much.
And I volunteered.
For KP?
No, I volunteered for, you know, service.
Yeah.
And I had two chances where the other boys didn't have. I had a better chance, see, because I had volunteered for the Army. And then, too, I was the third man in line. If they were third man, they would give them a preference, KP or MP. And I took KP.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so consequently, when I got to be KP, my time to be on duty in the mess section, I'd go to town when I was supposed to be on duty. When I was off, I'd come back and lay down and sleep. They're going to make me do something anyhow. They put me on troop trains at KP. And I'd kick the pots and pans off the darn train. Make them buy new ones. Instead of washing them, by God, I'd kick them off and damn, go back and hunt the train commander and tell him, damn, hit a piece of rough track down and all them pots and pans fell out the kitchen door. And then I worked up and finally got a good buddy with a mess sergeant. He put me on one day as a second cook. Made a trip or two, come back, by God, he put me up first cook. Next thing I was a damn mess sergeant. And the next thing you know, I was a mess sergeant at the damn hospital. Didn't know how to figure out the menu. You either have so many men for breakfast, so many for supper, just coming and going. And they even gave me a damn secretary, but I got to figure out what ration draw, because you had to draw for each meal for how many men you was going to have. And I didn't have sense enough to figure it out. They gave me one of them waxes, a damn secretary to figure it out. I tell her how many men I want to feed. She figured out. You had to feed by the master menu. It didn't matter damn which way you cooked it. If you'd call for pork chops, you could bake them, fry them, do it any way you want to. Call potatoes, you had to have them. And you had to fix them different kind of ways. You know what I mean. Especially in the damn hospital. And I couldn't figure out all them damn menus. Slow figuring anyhow. I come back to Trenton, New Jersey in the mess section again. When it got about time to get out. And I got out of that damn place. Couldn't go overseas. I didn't think I know what to buy into them. There wasn't no need me spend my time in there. I wasn't doing nothing.
Well, look, Herbert. Do you figure Wesley is going to get ahead?
Oh, you see, he's going to make $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
Working on cattle ranch, Canada. He's going to Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
When?
He told me last night, next couple of weeks. So they would be gone 5 years.
So you need an old wildcat gal out there.
Huh?
West's going to need somebody.
I ain't going. They keep the hand cold for me. Yeah, it's too cold for me.
Too cold. Ooh. 12,000.
Well, is Wesley, do you think he's got a good head on him? Do you think he figures?
He figures for Wesley. And to hell with the other fella. No, sir, he looks out for Wesley, damn everybody else.
Well, now you take that, the kicking them pots and pans off the tray, and then you didn't have to wash them. That sound like Wesley?
Yeah.
Wesley,
he do it.
He
chip
child.
Off no buck. I'll say that. He chip
his
off no buck.
His baby. Baby.
My baby
child.
Boy.
His baby boy.
Baby boy.
Yeah, he's 19 years old, but I got him.
Well,
he's pretty good figure.
What is it? Just wild?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's that little wild mean street.
Uncle Dolly, have another family.
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah.
Mama's doing good to hide this.
Yeah, I was too.
Just wild.
Mm-hmm.
He wild the way he handles the horse.
Yeah. He don't have no mercy on him. I learned place me and him differ. I have a feeling for a horse. No, he don't.
Yes, honey. Yes.
And if he wants that horse to do something, he make him do it. He's that much like me.
Is he?
Yeah. He'll whop him around. I think Lola cried yesterday afternoon. She hit her old cow. Old devil, I'd have killed her if she'd been mine. Remember how one rope hurt my side? I felt just like killing that cow. I did take a piece of axe handle, hoe handle or something, and frailed hell out of her over the head with one of them horns. The other one says, looked like she's doing better than she was when Lola was whipping her with that board. I said, again, if you take an old cow and heave around them horns, I said, they'll calm down. I worked her head over good, it hurt me. That's all right, Mama.
You don't want it hot?
Okay.
No, that's plenty.
Okay.
Thanks. No, God, I don't know. Wesley, he's always into this and into that. Hey, my other boys ain't never done that at all.
Well,
not every one of them takes after their mother and throwing money away.
Is Wesley, is it just in him, or does he take after anybody?
Well, he takes after me and his mama both. He don't try to save a darn neck one. On his mother's part, on mine, he's kind of a little bit on the mean side,
a little wild. Well, now, just how would you call him wild,
Well, just run around, he's kind of mean. Go with all these damn gals, every one of you go out with. Go out and drink, frolic around. Won't stay home at night.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it because you done the same thing.
I can't say much, but I done the same thing, except my mother and daddy generally knew where to find me.
Did they?
Yeah. He don't ever know where to find him. You know how long it took him to drain that transmission last night and put new fluid in it? And I don't even know he done it. So I'm going to check it. I'll check and see if he did.
You can tell by looking at it.
No, I'm going down there where you change the oil. It's supposed to be changed oil at, and I'll ask him down there. Did he or did he not? He knocked off. I have an idea around 6 o'clock on the job yesterday afternoon. And I told him to bring my car. I said, you can drive it to work and back to the house. I'm tired of you running that damn car every night. Just drive down at work and back. All right. Well, me and Milton went and looked at the bulls. Bought Lola a darn calf over to another place and brought him home and all them collard greens. We got the house. It was, getting real late in the evening. Wes hadn't been there. Well, he'd been there, too. But he hadn't fed no stock, hadn't fed the dogs, hadn't fed the cows or the chickens or nothing. But he'd gone. Well, about 9 o'clock last night, I called the station where he generally hangs around some. And the gal told me, he's gone. If you don't talk to him, I said, yeah. I told him, I said, Wes, bring that damn car home. Well, I'm changing the transmission grease in it. I'm going to check the oil filter, and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. I said, all right. I said, get it and get done with it and bring the car to the house. I might take a notion and I want to go somewhere, which I didn't because I didn't feel like it, knowing I was going to put up collard greens, blanching, getting ready to put up. After that was about 8 or 9 o'clock. Now, he'd been down there all that afternoon after he'd knocked off from work. No, nearly they'll knock off around 6 o'clock. After 11:30, he come home.
Well,
now, don't you know? Well, yeah.
Early for him.
But he won't use the car again today to go to work. and he wanted to come in just as soon as he could come in early enough, he could get the car to go to work this morning. If he didn't, I said, give him the keys. By God, don't put your hand in my pocket, neither. Don't ask for the keys. He ain't gonna get them. Well, you going to work today, and I'll see how it works out tonight. I told him, now you go down to work, and you bring that damn car back to the house. There ain't no need, guy, and anybody. Now, my wife used to like to ride.
No.
That's the reason them young'uns don't know how to work now. Wesley's worked. He's a hell of a good worker.
Well, she'd put them young'uns in that car.
And ride them around and me tell them something to do at the house. When I go to work, you young'uns go out there and you hold the guard and do so and so.
I'm a daddy.
She'd get
them
in.
Good.
No,
happy.
Thank you, Mama. I'm full. It's as full as a tick.
She did good job
again. I know what I appreciate, Mama.
Chocolate cake.
Can't hardly breathe now.
Oh.
Who can't breathe?
And they'd
ride around, and she said she wanted them youngers to enjoy life while he was young, because she had to work like hell when she was young.
Oh, she said that.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
I said, honey, you know they got to work. They got to learn to work. They got to do something if it's wrong. And I said, they got to learn to work. Ain't near done one of them. Not even Wesley. Now, he'd get out and work hay and work with the cows, and he'll do this, that, and the other. But he ain't going to get out there and plow no damn horse. And to plow a garden, you need a horse. Unless you got a hell of a big garden. If you don't, you got an old turn-around place. And ain't there one of them plow a horse, lay off a row. Side of a row of beans or peas or something. In the house. Tommy's about 22 or 23 years old. Come over here the other day and borrowed my horse and went over there and from his side of the road and planted him and his wife a garden. That way he couldn't even plow the damn horse. I said, he wanted to lay off some road. That horse ain't got no sense. He brought it back after a little. That horse ain't got no sense. Said, you can't do nothing with him. So you can't lay off a road with him. I said, you can't lay off a row, period, Tommy. I said, now, when I go to plant my garden, now, you watch and see if I don't lay off a damn row with you. Next day or two, I went out there and fished the same plow, same horse, same harness. But I didn't lay off the row. Back in the plow truss field, put my fertilizer in the row, and back and bedded it up. And me and Jack, me as Durance, and the young'uns raked it off and planted it.
Thomas.
No, at my house. No, hell no. If he wants a garden, hell, he can take the horse and go in and make him one.
But you done started yours.
Oh, yeah. Done got it up and got it killed a lot of it and got started again and done killed some more of them. But that's all right. I keep planting. The seed ain't so damn high. I don't think it is. As long as you got the money, they ain't high.
But,
as long as you got the money to pay for them with. I gotta just buy the seed and plant them again.
But what you call it is the only wild.
Yeah. Tommy's a big church goer, church member, preacher's son. John's a big church goer, preacher. Preaching for a living now.
Where'd they get that?
Well, for him, trying
well, they
to
sure didn't
wild.
Get it from me.
Yeah.
They sure didn't get that from me. They must have got some of this. They took it after their mamas or grandmas or something. But they didn't take it after me.
It's wild.
But Wesley just as wild as a wild Indian. He don't care for nothing. All he wants is to get out and work and make him a few dollars in hay, watermelon, such as that. Hell, he's tickled to death out there working something like that.
Yeah.
Or drying a tractor. He can even plow a horse or a mule.
But once he gets that money,
he's gone. Guy here a while back when he was working down there at the War Rod Ranch.
Yeah.
He's making $100 a week, and they furnished a damn truck to ride in. And you know what? I had to buy damn cigarettes. You think I'm kidding? He's smoking my cigarettes.
And making $100 a week.
Making around $100, anywhere from $50 to $100 a week. Smoking my cigarettes.
expenses at home or anything.
Man?
No expenses.
Didn't cost him a dime world to eat unless he wanted to go out and eat. And he ate out a good bit.
Yeah.
Big shot.
All right.
And just as quick as the money's out, well, the world was against him. I said, Wes, the world ain't against you. You're against your own self. I said, you and you making money. All these boys and gals you riding around with is, when you got the money, they got time to ride you around. I said, the money, you ain't got the money. I said, you don't come around here so much, do you? I said, didn't me and your Uncle Wes sit here in the house 2-3 different times and tell you that? Yeah, but I didn't believe it. I said, well, you know it now, don't you? Yes, sir. But he started work now. He started staying away from home a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
He started work at, this boy runs, a long boy, runs one of them public stores over in Gainesville. He's doing some farm work out there for him, on a dozer or something. He's going to work there, and he said he's going to Canada. Told me here a while back, long in March. And,
he's gonna let it warm up a little.
No, it'll be then before, I think he said it'll be then before his job opened up. Said he signed up for 5 years of it. I said, you know what the hell you getting in, bud. I said, hell, I've been to Canada too. I've been up there. But I said, it ain't what you heard it for. You get up there and that snow falling all around you, all on you, wading the snow, slipping and sliding. It ain't funny.
No.
And it gets sure enough cold there. I think the other day it's down better than 20 below zero.
Well, Wesley wouldn't last too long up there.
Well, if he signed his contract to go up and work that man that long, by God, he might have to. And that'll do him good. Did you know what would do Wesley more good than anything down the world? If they had a war going on,
yeah,
like it was when I was there, and give him about 3 years in the army.
Yeah. That might,
or either put him in the Marines for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, he's tough enough. He's tough enough.
He could take it.
Yeah. But he'd learn him a whole lot. He'd give him good lessons. But you can go talking about why don't we join the army. You know you got a gravy train now.
Oh, yeah.
Start you off 360 something, I think, a month.
Yeah. With everything?
Clothe you. $360 a month. I wish the hell they'd been paid half an hour there.
Yeah.
And when you walk down the end of that payday line, you walk down and got your money. They had a barrel sitting there, 50-gallon barrel. I said, don't want to hear no jingling. I want to hear that folding stuff. Hit that barrel soft. And if you didn't, it was extra duty. They didn't make you do it. They tell you right quick. They didn't make you do nothing. They just make you wish the hell you had them. But I'm going to tell you, Ma, did it bother you if I smoke?
No.
Now, don't you kid me.
No, it doesn't bother me. I don't smoke myself, but I let other people.
What's that barrel?
What's the barrel for?
Yeah.
That's for the Red Cross.
Oh.
I seen lots of boys said the Red Cross was no good. Said them servicemen said it wasn't no worth dying to them. But I do know that anybody.
Yeah, they threw off right smart on the Red Cross.
Well, I'll tell you this guy. They were damn good to me.
Yeah.
And I don't mind donating the Red Cross, but it's a good thing. The Red Cross is the one that got my pension. I didn't ask for one.
Yeah.
When I was in service in Love Field, I broke my arm and I done gambling all my money away and drank it up. I just come back off on the vacation. I hated like hell to call the bank down here and tell them to send me some damn money. I couldn't write. My arm broke in the cast. And they come in there and asked me if there's anything they could do for me while I was in the hospital. They just broke on. Love Field, Dallas, Texas. I said, yeah, I wish to hell somebody'd write me out a damn telegram and send it for me. I got to Claude Brandon, Lotchaway. Go to the bank and draw me out a couple $100 and send it to me. I said, here I am up here, ain't got a dollar to my damn name. Broke as hell, don't know nobody up here, and don't care nothing about none of them, but I said, I want some damn money. And I said, I ain't got none. Well, they sent a telegram down to Claude, and Claude went and got the money and told me it was William to send, Emory's wife. Well, they got that damn money back by telegram. They brought that money to me, and then they wanted to know who in the hell I'd sent to send me the money, and I told them. They knew who sent the money. They had to have a serial number, a name, serial number, and all that damn stuff. Well, who else could have sent you any money? How much were they supposed to send you? And they were sure, damn sure, that I was the right one that's supposed to get that damn money. Then they went down to the express office, or where you get the damn thing, telegraph office, where you pick it up, and they got the damn money and brought it back to me. Well, I messed around in there, you know, just broke on, and I'd get the permit and go out to town, go uptown, go where I wanted to, and come back, and lay up in that bed, and when the doctor come by, I'd go down office and get me another permit and go uptown. Well, I throw that damn money away right quick. And, you know what I mean? I could roll them dice at him. Roll them. It didn't take long. Get rid of a couple $100. Well, then they gonna give me a convalescent furlough about the hospital. Hell, I don't need any. I ain't got a damn money. And the old major said, well, you had money the other day. I said, yeah, but hell, I done spent it. Damn, Red Cross didn't come in there. Bought me a ticket home and back. I stayed up here 2 weeks. And gave me spending money. By God, me money over in High Springs, the damn bank. Money in the damn bank in Camp Kilmer, New Jersey. And I was in Dallas, Texas. They sent me home, said I could ride a plane, train, or anyway. They are round trip ticket. And I think it's $50 or $75 they give me in money. Spending money. Now I thought that was pretty damn good. I don't mind donating to Red Cross. Now you hear lots of soldiers cussing the Red Cross.
Does anything like that happen to Wesley?
Well, not that I know of, but if he could chisel them out he would. Now I didn't ask him for it. I'd die and go to hell before I begged. You think I'm kidding you? Before I'd beg for something, I'd starve.
I can believe that.
Hey, did you find out about the that horse medicine?
Yeah. We have to go by the Gainesville animal place and pick up. I don't have any.
Oh, we gotta go up there.
I think so. Let me call the drugstore.
You can pick it up at the Stockman Supply. Yeah. It'll come cheaper than getting it most anywhere else.
Yeah, that's right.
Stockman Supply, or either. What's that other place up there?
The Rancher.
Yeah, the Rancher.
You can't get it out here. I'll see. I know I can't get it.
I doubt if you can buy penicillin. Well, you might buy penicillin. Anywhere sells feed, you know, animal stock feed.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's right. They might have it ready.
So.
Oh.
Well, I don't think you
have anything. And if you'd rather put Purox spray, I got two different. If you'd rather have the spray as a salve. Now, I have a salve up there. Some of it, I'm thinking, is Furox, and some of it goes by there. You know what I mean? It's the same letters, but it's put up by a different company, please.
Uh-huh.
And they call it something else. But I think I'm supposed to have two dang pieces of jars there. It's got to cost $3.50 for a little jar about the size of that cup.
Oh, yeah.
It's an absorbing, 12 tanks, rub that horse's leg. And always rub down on it.
Always rub down.
Mm-hmm. I see it swelling down.
Always rub down on it, even mine.
Mm-hmm.
On my leg.
That's right. It feels that. Swelling down. But that's Furox spray.
Furox.
And if you put that on a place, I had a horse that got his leg skinned in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it placed about that long. I had it tore loose up here and all the end just bad down like that. Was full of proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I used a couple of that Furox spray on it. I had taken that proud flesh out and healed it up.
Oh.
The penicillin is an antibiotic. It works through the bloodstream.
The doctor put a bandage on mine.
A lot of times I use penicillin plus. They've got an extra drug in it.
What they used on horses. The tape they used on them.
Got a bandage on her
knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, the time that he said that they used on horses.
Well, they got it, yeah. Well, lots of these boys cuss these Red Cross outfit, but I believe in myself. Now, if they hadn't been with them when I was there, over there with a broke arm, and give me a, I think it's 10 or 15 days furloughed. And it hadn't been long, got back off. I got on one and made a trip and started back camp, broke my arm.
10 strips.
You had your arm broken when you got married, didn't you?
This is what I used.
Had my arm in the cast and got married.
How many times did you break your arm?
It's been broken 7 times right now.
And
you have a broken arm. My arm has been broke right in there 7 times.
Right in the wrist.
Yeah. Anybody that lives rough like you.
Not like it. That fist been broke all season. Them past 2 fingers had been between the concrete base and the flywheel of a big engine. Been in the corn picker and I jerked it out.
I see, but you do have the plug in the
picture.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll be down for it.
So you got it all out there?
I can get pinstrip, which is cambiotic.
Yeah.
And I can get a soybean. And the only thing they don't have is that.
I got some salve up there. We'll hunt up an old snuff box or something. I'll give guys some salve.
I got one right here.
He's got one right there, he said.
God, we feel that's a little salve. My God, and that ought to do it.
Now, here's the things here. And I tell you what, Herman.
Hell, I walk on. Yeah.
We can move along now while the sun's out and go by and see Lola a minute. And I don't have to go for any of that other stuff, do I?
No, because I can go and get it down here.
Don't forget this. It makes me think when you get to the house, fill you up a sack full of a jar full of that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
let
let
me just check.
Well, here we go.
I'm pretty sure
now
I've
got
needles.
You need a little
just
refill
before
you go?
No, no.
Don't you need some more coffee or something?
No, ma'am, thank you. I'm so full. I hate to sit down here and eat and run off. Look at that.
You didn't eat much. And this
well,
time
I don't eat much.
Enough.
I eat
you
often
eat
in
much,
the afternoons too. And at night. I do most of my eating at night.
You eat more at night than you do any other
I
time.
I eat more at night than I do any other time.
Uh-huh. Well,
I expect Mama Guy's ready to go and get all these things done. And
I tell you, I need to go to the typewriter and use it.
He's got to go to the typewriter now. He's got to go sit down and use it.
That's the long and short of it. And I use it
it while it's fresh in my mind, and it's easier that way. If I put it off, you see, I'll...
forget about it.
Yeah, I'll forget about it.
Well, that's easy enough, Don. Now, you ready to just go and get stirring around?
Yeah.
Well, now, how old are you? How old?
I'll be 68 the last day of this
week. Oh, you are young. I'll be 92 next week.
Well.
And you're real young.
Yes, I mean, if I hadn't messed around, got the high blood pressure and heart trouble.
Oh, you got that.
My daddy lived 94 years and 14 days.
I bet you you did.
We buried mother on her 90th birthday.
90th birthday. Well, you just got that high blood pressure. You have
high blood pressure, heart trouble, sugar.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonder you are living.
I'm still going. I lived on this darn diet so long, I thought I was going to starve dead, start eating anything I wanted, and I get along a whole lot better.
So, are you doing that now?
Yes,
are you
eating anything you want? I believe if I wanted to, if you chew it up, I'd eat a brick.
Hell yeah. Well,
you
that's
think
just
I'd
fine.
My chest
that's
hurts right in here all the time, and most of the time it starts in this side and goes all the way across and goes down your arm.
You can see all right then. You can
fair. I need glasses.
You need glasses.
I need
you don't wear them? You don't wear them?
I got them they laid the house.
You got them. Well, you may.
Well, you see where all these teeth are?
Yeah.
I was eating grapes this summer and I reckon I spit them out there in the grapevine in the chicken yard. I don't know what went with them. What I should do is go to the VA and have them make me some more.
You got all that money and all that food and everything. You just really need.
I'd go over there, but you know what they won't do? They might want to pin me up in that darn place. And I stayed over there about a month last year. Got out 2 days before Christmas.
Before Christmas this year?
No, last year.
Oh, last year.
And I dodged that place all I can.
Well, luck to you then.
They're going
to
take you off.
Out of here, cat. Get out.